What's that?
Killed, was it?
Yeah, retired.
An old gal goes and was talking about her husband. Attorney says, did you ever consider a divorce? He said, Lord, no, but I've considered murder a good many times.
Where were we here? He died of is what we ended up with there. Some people say died with.
Died with, yeah.
Well, what do you call the area where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Use any other terms commonly?
Well, of course you'd use your modern terms, but mostly cemetery, your burial grounds, and that's here it's referred to as a cemetery mostly. You see, you have memorial gardens in a lot of places, but...
No, I haven't heard that one.
Haven't you? What other?
Well, the ones written down here are graveyard and burying ground.
Graveyard and burying ground. Cemeteries is commonly called...
The cemetery is all I've ever heard.
It is.
Except, well, I've heard graveyard, but I've only read that.
See, we've got a city cemetery and a Catholic cemetery in this place. The Catholic cemetery is right up here. You notice in papers that always say cemetery is Oak Hill Cemetery and or St. Michael's Cemetery, either one.
Yeah, well, that's a common term. I think graveyard is an older term.
And memorial grounds, you see that in the South Bend Pit quite a bit here. Several places, memorial.
Well, the case in which people are buried is called a what?
Casket.
Do you ever use any other term? Coffin?
Coffin, no. Casket, mostly.
And when a member of the family has died, you say the rest of the family is in?
Mourning. Bereavement. Mourning would probably, well, I don't know either. The bereaved family is usually quoted.
Somebody's inclined to pay a lot more attention to things that probably won't happen anyway than they should, you might give them a bit of advice and just say, well, don't.
Worry. See, there's another expression for that. You need any more?
You need any more? That's pretty good.
Worry words, we call them.
This ailment that people get in their joints.
Arthritis?
Or sometimes called...
Rheumatism?
And would you say rheumatism is painful or rheumatism are painful?
I would say it is.
Ever hear of rheumatiz?
That's just a short for rheumatism. We have.
Would you use it yourself?
Yeah, I've used it, so you got the rheumatiz.
And would you ever say rheumatics?
Yeah, I say rheumatics occasionally.
Would you say rheumatics are painful or rheumatics is painful?
I would say they are painful.